The thing about immortals is they can't really have birthdays. But Wonder Woman, she's immortal, turns 75 today. The once Secretary of the Justice League, then full Justice League member, thank you very much. A TV show in the 70s. Today, Wonder Woman is the United Nations Honorary Ambassador for Empowerment of Women and Girls. There's even a movie in production. So when we thought about how to commemorate this moment, we discovered that our own Wonder Woman on the Takeaway staff, Isabel Angel, was dying to be the one to speak with Diane Nelson, the president of DC Entertainment, who is in New York today accepting Wonder Woman's official role as UN ambassador. Isabel?
I mean, where do I start? When I was little, and I'm, you know, I guess I'm not that old, but there weren't many women superheroes. We had Wonder Woman, but she didn't have her own movie like Spider-Man and Batman. But that didn't stop me back in the eighth grade from rocking a pair of Wonder Woman knee socks. I still have those in the back of my closet. And there was a little bit of that eighth grade me, totally excited self, when I sat down with Diane Nelson to learn all about Wonder Woman and what gives her that inner strength.
She meant empowerment then. She meant equality, peace. She's a warrior, but she's ultimately looking for love over violence. All the things that we would still aspire to, compassion, but willing to fight for what she believes in. And what we're celebrating today with the UN is all about their initiative to help get gender equality so that women around the world are given the same opportunities, whether it's with education or work or home. And certainly violence is a part of that.
I think that's something that's really interesting about Wonder Woman. It really appeals to me about her is that, you know, she is strong. She's a warrior, but she has great compassion. She's not just only tough lady, business all the time, mean, you know, kind of that when we think of you have to be strong, it's a man's world. You have to conform. You have to leave that part of your gender behind. She doesn't really do that, does she?
Right, not at all. And obviously there have been many iterations of her story over time in the comics, in the original television show with Linda Carter, and an upcoming Patty Jenkins version of Wonder Woman, which comes out next year. It's what makes her so relevant now, whether it's women in business like ourselves or women dealing with life. You can argue that women bring a certain empathy and compassion to even the toughest situations. That's not to say that men don't as well, but I think it is an advantage. And again, Marsden recognized that from the outset, but it doesn't take away from her strength. I mean, when she's committed to something, I don't use the term warrior lightly, she can be really kick-ass.
What do you think about Wonder Woman? Do you feel any sort of kinship with her?
I do. I talk about it all the time. I mean, I'm often asked who is my favorite female character in particular, and you know, you could argue it's a little bit more controversial to say Harley Quinn, right? But Wonder Woman's always resonated for me. Maybe it's because I grew up watching the television show and that was kind of imprinted, you know, just her, everything was fabulous about her, not just her persona, but her gear and her bracelets and the spin and all those things that we still think of, frankly, because there hasn't been another visual representation outside of the comics for Wonder Woman. But the point you brought up earlier is certainly true for me, and I think for many women in business. I've had wonderful male and female mentors. I don't feel discriminated against, but I certainly like having an aspirational figure who I can look to and be reminded that it's okay to be compassionate, it's okay to care about people and to want peace and not look for conflict. And sometimes in our industry, there are a lot of people who like to look for conflict.
So when I was in eighth grade, I actually had a pair of Wonder Woman knee socks. And I just loved any story that I could get my hands on that had these, you know, strong, awesome female characters. Now we find ourselves in a time when we do have a lot of strong female characters. You know, we've got Katniss from The Hunger Games, Rey from Star Wars, Marvel's Black Widow, X-Men's got a bunch, Mystique, Storm, probably missing some here. And I just would have been so excited to have this Wonder Woman movie. And I just think, like, how did this take so long?
Yeah. I don't have a good answer for that. I'm just really glad that there's an understanding of how much people want this, men and women. She will be an icon for young girls to feel like they can save the world for the first time. And we really haven't had that. And yet you had your knee socks and I had my bracelets, or I don't think I had underoos. I probably had some version of it. But we were sort of scraping for some identity then, always knew we wanted it. And so, again, it's I'm just glad that we've come around to finally doing it and doing it really well.
Do you think Wonder Woman would be excited she's getting her first movie?
Oh, yeah. She'd say, what took you so long?
You know, we're going through this kind of tough election right now. It's been particularly tough on women. I think I could say, regardless of your political persuasion, it kind of makes me wish Wonder Woman were here to handle the situation. Do you think she'd have any wise words for us here?
She'd say, I look forward to our first female president in a few months.
Yeah, and she ran at one point, didn't she?
She did. She's had a very eclectic mix of political roles over the years, including Secretary General of the UN and some other kind of ironic things. But yes, she has done that. And, you know, leadership is a key part of what the UN initiative is all about for us, and what she's representing is this idea of equal representation of women in key leadership roles, whether that's in businesses or whether it's in government, that we're not truly going to have a full potential society globally until women are an equal part of that mix. And so I think that's probably what she'd be pushing for.
And I think I'd be remiss to not ask about Wonder Woman's outfit. So, you know, she for a while had the really kind of skimpy bathing suit thing from the 70s. Now it looks way tougher, with looks more like armor as opposed to fabric.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still kind of, you know, it's strapless. What do you think about this outfit? Do you think that in this day, you know, it's good for girls to look up to something like that in the UN? You know, if you're putting this out there for girls across the world, what are they seeing when they're seeing this outfit?
Right, right. It's a fair question. And I think the most important thing I'll go back to is that Wonder Woman is compelling and iconic because of the attributes she stands for, and less about her physical persona or the costumes she wears. You know, costumes are a colorful part of the history of comics, and fans are rabid about sticking with original costumes in some cases. But Wonder Woman's had a number of different costumes over the years, including pantsuits and something as recent as 2010. Jim Lee, one of our publishers and world-renowned artist, redesigned her costume to have pants. But it's not about the costumes for her. What I would say specifically about the current costume that Gal Gadot is going to wear is, you know, ultimately Wonder Woman comes from Greek mythology. And I think that the costume that she's wearing now, I personally think, really harkens to that in a very cool way and a non-exploitive way.
And you got her out of heels.
And we got her out of heels. Wedges are always easier. That's exactly right.
To mark 75 years of Wonder Woman, that was Diane Nelson, president of DC Entertainment, talking with our own Takeaway producer, Isabel Angel.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.